Bells on.
Okay, children, it's time to drop some science. What can you detect when you're smashing protons? It doesn't affect the path of any photons. You just master everything, like your mom. Is it the Higgs boson? Is it the Higgs boson?
Higgs boson. Higgs boson.
The Hadron Collider is cool. It's so long.
But inside what they tried to find was camouflage.
Turns up quick really soon, the show's gone.
It's the Higgs boson, it's the Higgs boson.
Higgs boson. Higgs boson.
This is someone else if you're wanting a no-nonsense. The kind of things, I'm a science moron. At least you're pretty good looking.
Oh, go on.
It's the Higgs boson, this is the Higgs boson.
Higgs boson. Higgs boson. Higgs boson.
How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally. How bad can I be? I'm just following my destiny. How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally. How bad can I be? How bad can I possibly be? Well, there's a principle in nature that almost every creature knows, called survival of the fittest. And check it, this is how it goes. The animal that wins gotta scratch and fight and claw and bite and punch. And the animal that doesn't, well, the animal that doesn't winds up someone else's. La 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 lunch. When what comes naturally, how bad can I be? I'm just following my destiny. How bad can I be? I'm just doing what comes naturally. How bad can I be? How bad can I possibly be? There's a principle in business that everybody knows it sound. It says the people with the money make this ever-loving world go round. So I'm bigger in my company, I'm bigger in my factory, I'm bigger in my corporate sign. Everybody out there, take care of yours and me. I'll take care of mine.
Shake that bottom line.
Let me say smogulous smoke.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Hit it!
Welcome to the Discord Radio Show, CFR 1019. This is Wade, along with
CJ. How's it going, people?
CJ the DJ. What do you think of our new theme there, buddy?
I liked it. I like the energy.
Yes, good. That's what we said to bring to Tuesday afternoon at 4:30, our brand new time slot. The Discord Radio Show, formerly on bi-weekly, Wednesdays
at
6.
That's right.
And now we got it weekly. Every single Tuesday coming at you at 4:30 p.m., the show that represents the magazine that we love here, the Discord Radio.
Absolutely.
Discord Radio Show based on Discord Magazine.
With a lovely color. I love the cover colors every time.
Yes, we have a nice eclectic mix of colors here at Discord Magazine. This month being no exception, we got some nice blues and some teals. As Jazz, our... one of the editors was...
Art director.
Yes, sorry, excuse me. He was saying he likes the fall vibe to this color, because you know, things are getting colder suddenly, so...
True.
Yeah, but...
Yes, Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yes. Well, we're going to go from the cold feeling of the autumn color of the cover to hot music of Hot Chip, who actually had the number one album this week on CITR. So without further ado, we're going to get right to that. This is Hot Chip on 119 CITR, the Discorder Radio Show.
We first made out.
CITR 101.9, the Discord radio show. That was Hot Chip from Jolly Good London, mate. And that track, very smooth, very well-produced track there. These Chains off the album In Our Heads, their brand new album. And that song, that album is actually the number one most played album this week at CITR. And that's one of the things we want to do here on the Discord radio show is bring to life, bring to audio life, Discorder magazine, and really at least represent the charts that we have in the back of the magazine every single month. And yeah, there you go, Hot Chip, number one this month. We're actually going to be talking about a band that was number one for many weeks here at CITR, and this is one of the things we hope to do now with the new show, the show moving to 4:30, I should say, on Tuesdays, is give some necessary time to bands that are featured in Discorder magazine. And who are we going to cover this week, CJ?
Lady Hawk.
Oh yeah, we're going to do them too. That yes, that was.
Oh, sorry.
we are gonna do them. We are.
Oh, you're talking about Fine Times.
Yes, Fine Times.
Fine Times.
Who I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing a couple weeks ago on the night before their album was released.
Yes.
And they have a great feature written about them. Well, a feature. I shouldn't say it's a great feature, but it's a feature written about them. I had the pleasure of meeting the guys, Jeff and Matt, both Vancouver boys, live in a nice West End pad, and went over there, and we just kind of shot the shiznicky about music, pop music, and you know, the history of the band, what makes the band tick, and yeah, a lot of interesting stuff. Light Organ Records is the label, by Jonathan Simkin, and there used to be a band called 16mm, and that sort of didn't really last too long. They were around for a little while, but then some changes happened, and then suddenly, 2010, they threw a demo together, and Jonathan was pretty hands-off about it. He said, okay, just go off and make this new record, and they did, and they came together as the band Fine Times.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do right now, and this is, we're hoping to move forward with this as well, is going to play a clip of that interview with Fine Times, and they're going to talk a bit about the history of the name Fine Times in this clip, and then all being well, we'll be hearing some music from that album as well coming up in a moment. So,
sounds good.
Without further ado, let's listen to a bit of that interview with Fine Times.
It's we were trying to, you know, I was trying desperately to try and figure out a band name, and I was reading and trying to find any, you know, watching movies and trying to find any sort of, you know, string of words, and it got to a point where Matt had wanted to call it Times. He thought Times was a good name. I didn't love it. I didn't love it so much. So I was trying to buy Time.
Nor do I, actually.
Yeah. And so I was trying to buy Time, and it just so happened I had picked up some fictional material by Woody Allen, and there was a piece in it called Fine Times, an oral memoir. And so when I had seen that title, I thought, oh, that's, I kind of like that. I could do. And I felt, it was funny because I felt like it was a bit of a sign, because I can be a bit of a hippie that way. So I looked for signs. Nice. And things, and I thought, well, Fine Times sounds like the right name, it fits. So we ended up, I remember that night, we went to the Biltmore, had a bunch of drinks.
And this is before After Hey Judas was recorded.
This was after Hey Judas was recorded.
The demo was recorded.
Yeah.
It was before we'd gone into studio.
Yeah, so when I say the Fine Times was created, then I mean that's really sort of in the larger context, I guess. But the actual name of what we called it wasn't decided until, you know, months of desperate searching for terms that we didn't think sounded shitty. So, yeah. Because the thing with the band name, I mean, you can have really great band names, but at a certain point, like, you want it to be okay, but you want it to,
it just needs to be okay, because the thing is that there's a lot of shitty band names, but you don't associate the shittiness of the band name with the band, because the band is really great,
right?
And so really you just have to have a band name that's okay, and then,
and you have to make,
hopefully,
it
you make it a cool band name by you know, doing something that's worthy.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're, yeah, I mean, we were looking at band names, and you have to try to take away like the bias that you have towards the band because you know all their material, and just look at the name and try to think, well, like if I had never heard of U2,
yeah,
like that's kind of a shitty name.
It is kind of shitty. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Or Vampire Weekend was another one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if I had suggested that, you would have told me to go fuck myself.
Yeah.
But that band,
laughed.
Like, you know, but it's
great
a
band,
cool
though,
name
yeah.
now because they're a great band, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, have you guys heard of the band Cheering for the Bad Guy?
No, never heard of that. No.
Great, great name, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Band, eh. But great name, so people will listen to it, at least.
Natalie Portman's Shaved Head was a good, good name, too. They changed their name to, I think, Bright Future, I think, or something. I don't know if that was a copyright thing or what. But, yeah, every once in a while you'll see a band name and go, God, that's a great band name. There's one recently, I think. Anyways, yeah, no, it's not, it's it can be very difficult, especially when you're in love. Email trying to get Matt to finish his lyrics.
You're pretty quick on the old e-communication.
Yeah, that's right. What's going on? Fuck you, I'm working on it. Yeah. So, Yeah, it was a funny thing. But then again, getting back to Hey Judas, it was one of those things. I had sent Matt over the original idea with the original keyboard line and the chord progression, and then within a 24-hour period, he had strung together the rest of the song, basically. I mean, he had the lyrics all ready to go and created an extra, you know, sort of pre-chorus section and wound together the song. So,
it's funny, sometimes it just comes together really quick. Those are the best songs. That's why Hey Judas just always feels right, because it just kind of came together and spit it out. But then other songs take weeks, and
those are generally the ones
I don't particularly care for. And I won't tell you which ones they are. Do you want another beer?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Catchy track that one is.
I like it.
Hey Judas, Fine Times. Yeah. First time I heard that song, I was like, I feel like I've heard this song before.
It definitely follows that pattern of a full-on guitar riff with the drums constantly in the background and the guy's vocals going totally you know.
Yeah, it was very sort of stadium.
I've heard that pattern before. It's very like,
yeah. Well, you know,
it gets you going. Definitely.
It does. It does. And when what was interesting too is when Jeff and Matt were talking about how they first met. Matt, who's the lead vocalist, said to Jeff, who's the bassist, he goes, "I write pop songs. I write radio pop hits." I think was verbatim of what he introduced himself as. So he's always been enamored with you know, knowing how to write a good pop song, and the elements of it was heard right there with that track, "Hey Judas," which was which is the new single from Fine Times, and the Fine Times album was number one for 3 weeks in a row last month here on CITR 101.9. Way to go, Fine Times. Cool. We'll hear more from you guys. We'll probably talk more about them a little bit next week, too, because they are playing a show October 19th,
mm-hmm.
next Friday night. We'll more on that next Tuesday. But in the meantime, this Tuesday, CJ, what's happening tonight at the Railway Club?
Tonight at the Railway Club in downtown Vancouver, you've got another edition of Shindig. Which is Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. And I believe this is what year is this? The 10th year? Is it the 10th year?
You're putting me in the spot there, CJ.
Sorry, dude.
We should have planned this off air before you put me on the spot.
All right, this is...
One thing we can say is that...
Great local talent, definitely.
Yes, and every Tuesday at the Railway Club, usually hosted by Ben, who is a... Ben Lai, who is a volunteer here, long-term volunteer here at CITR.
And distinguished winner of the Ben Lai Volunteer Award.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's a true story.
I actually didn't know that, but that would make sense. So, who are some of the bands that are playing tonight at the Railway Club as part of Shindig?
Tonight, we have Hunger City, J.R.R. Tolkien, and Lunch Lady.
And what do we know about J.R.R. Tolkien?
J.R.R. Tolkien, as in T-O-K-I-N, apostrophe, as in the little green substance that you can inhale, is a stoner metal doom band from Vancouver.
Stoner metal doom band. What a combination.
Or doom metal or stoner metal and a combination of those two.
I didn't raise all three with slashes were actually a genre, but...
Stoner metal is a genre, so is doom metal.
I didn't realize together they were a genre.
Stoner doom metal.
Okay, there you go. Check that it out tonight at the Railway Club. It's Shindig every single Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were going to actually play some music, but we're kind of running out of time. So we're going to, another segment we want to get to here on the Discorder show with our new weekly time slot. We want to at least recognize one of the albums that's been reviewed in the Discorder this month. And the album we've chosen to give mention to today is the brand new Lady Hawk record called No Can Do off the Triple Crown label. This is actually their third full-length release and first one in 4 years. Lady Hawk are a bunch of Vancouver guys, and one thing really notably about this record is their album cover, which features a guy diving into a pool, not just any pool, it's actually the War Memorial Gym's Olympic size lap pool right here at UBC campus, which is pretty cool. And also, what was the reference you made, CJ, to the play on
it's a very similar photo to the Hot Panda album Go Outside album cover, on the album Go Outside, where a giant naked man is jumping into a pool.
And the difference is that giant naked man is jumping in the middle of the night,
yes.
Arms flailing, and looking like about to do a wild belly flop, whereas the guy on the cover of the Lady Hawk album here is fully clothed and is straight as an arrow. He's not even diving, he's just straight as an arrow going head
first. It looks like he's going head first into the swimming pool, and it's a beautiful, beautiful shot because the water is absolutely still, so it looks like he's hitting concrete, but he's hitting water.
Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful shot. Let's give a listen to one of the tracks and hear if the sound matches the sights. So this is Lady Hawk from the brand new record No Can Do, and this track is called You Read My Mind. 101.9 CITR, the Discorder radio show,
now on Tuesdays.
What? Radio.
Radio.
Uh-huh. Yip, 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 yip.